the students who are at highest risk for depression and anxiety in the college setting tend to be low-income students, students of color, particularly female students, students who identify as being in the LGBTQIA community, and students who may be caregivers for children or other adults. So you really want to hone in on the students who are in those populations and being able to find them the resources they need, because those identities can create more stressful environments if we think about discrimination, racism, feeling overwhelmed. A lot of the students who are in the LGBTQ community are even concerned that when they go home, they're not going to be accepted, so they isolate themselves. And a lot of those students are also at risk for suicide. So we really want to make sure that we're creating safe spaces around all the students who are coming home, but particularly minority students who don't always get the help that they need.